Punctuation these days is one of many things we've grown accustomed to in life that is changing, period, or no period. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now to talk about something the grammar police are not going to be happy about is how social media is changing the way we use punctuation. Our guest is Ann Curzan, professor of English, language, and literature, linguistics, and education at the University of Michigan. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Exclamation point. What is happening with punctuation?
Well, I think it's important to realize what we're talking about here. And really, we're talking about texting and a few other places on social media. And in texting, savvy texters have repurposed some punctuation marks. And they've repurposed them because texting has some very specific demands to it. If you think about it, we're often texting pretty fast. So it's almost like a conversation, right? Going back and forth, except that you're missing almost all the context. You can't see someone's face. You can't hear if they're laughing. And so texters are using punctuation to capture things like tone, which is really helpful.
Like what punctuation?
So here's an example that students have given me. And I have to say, I've learned a lot from hanging out with undergraduates at the University of Michigan, who try to keep me in the know about this. And they said, okay, there is a big difference if you are typing okay and you put no punctuation, if you put okay period, and if you put okay dot, dot, dot.
That seems pretty subtle. What are the differences?
It is subtle, but you show that to undergrads, they will say those three are totally different. That okay, no punctuation would be the neutral okay. So that would be okay, right? All fine. Okay with a period is serious, might be angry.
Okay.
So that's what's happening with the period, is that it has become a marker certainly of seriousness and sometimes of anger. There's a kind of finality to it, like okay, if that's what you're going to do. And then okay, dot, 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 is skepticism, I'm not very happy about this. In terms of tone, that would be the, okay, not happy, or I think you're crazy. So this is part of why the period is now often coming not to be used at the end of a text, is that it can sound too serious or maybe angry. It's become more neutral to have no punctuation at the end of a text.
Who would have thought one little dot could evoke so much emotion and concern and confusion?
I know. What I love about it is that I think sometimes those of us who are a little bit older, and I am in that category, can think that texting is sort of the Wild West of the written language and that people aren't following the rules. But what's happened is actually it's a different set of rules. And when you talk with younger texters, they're paying a lot of attention to punctuation and to those emojis. So it's not that they don't care about the niceties or the details of language. It's just that they're using a different system.
So as a professor of English, language, and literature at the University of Michigan, linguistics and education, can't forget that. Are you seeing this punctuation carrying over into the written word, into papers or assignments or writing?
You know, I'm not. I think there is this idea that all this texting language is showing up in formal writing. By the time students are in college, that's certainly not happening. And when I talk with students, they're very clear about, no, this is texting language, and that stays in texting, and then there's more formal language. What I do talk with them about is that really we're just dealing with different systems, and they've put a lot of time into learning the system of how to use punctuation in texting, and we're just asking them to put as much time and attention into punctuation in formal writing. It's just a different system.
And hopefully it stays that way.
Well, the demands of formal writing are different from the demands of texting, so punctuation has to do different work.
We're seeing now that young children are not being taught how to write in cursive. Who would have ever thought that would have happened?
Right, and this is changing times, but I also just note that we have young people are probably writing more than they've ever written between texting and email, and they're reading and writing a lot.
But they're not reading Chaucer. They're reading text messages.
Well, I have to say, I wasn't reading Chaucer when I was 11.
Okay, I didn't realize we were going that young. I wasn't even allowed to have a phone when I was 11. Now I'm sounding old.
I know. But I do think, I study the history of the English language, and I'm really interested in what's happening with texting, and I look at it as the development of another, what we call register or genre of writing. And that's what we have right now. It's not becoming the way that we write. It is one way that we write to do the kind of work that texting asks us to do, which is totally new. We've never been able to have written conversations with the speed that we now can.
Texting as a genre? That sounds like it has some pretty big implications.
Yeah, but that's change right there.
But how profound are these text messages, or do they have meaning, or are they just a way of quickly communicating?
It probably depends on the text message conversation. When I talk with students, they're very clear. You know, when things get really serious, you got to get off text. You need to talk with someone, find them in person, because we all know that things can go very wrong on texting as well. You know, I know there are people who are concerned about, is this just bad quality writing? But to some extent, what texting is doing is they're just little daily conversations. To some extent, it's small talk. We do that in person, and now some of that small talk, the just daily checking in, making a joke, seeing how someone is, we're just doing that on text instead of in person or by phone.
But that's not writing English language or literature, or is it even qualifies linguistics?
Oh, linguistics is the study of all the ways we use language. So it absolutely is within the purview of linguistics.
Let me throw one more in. I'm a big fan of the exclamation point, and I feel like sometimes I overdo it. Is that possible?
Well, it certainly is possible, but I think what students have shown me in texting is that the exclamation point has probably weakened a little bit in texting. So the yes with one exclamation point is just a happy yes. You have to have more than one to show an excited yes.
So once again, I'm feeling old. The exclamation point is on the way out. Ann Curzan, Professor of English Language and Literature, Linguistics and Education at the University of Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us at 89.1 WEMU.
My pleasure.